you, and it's Ash Hollywood. I was just told a second ago I'm not allowed to say the word fuck, so I'm going to say it as many times as I fucking can. This is my podcast, Ashaholics Series 2 on the Julie Land universe, and with me today is my very, very, very favorite couple, Misha Brooks and Michael Vegas.
Fuck you.
Yay! Insert clapping.
Insert clapping.
I had to try out that swearing thing. It's pretty good.
What the fuck? Really? So I've known you guys quite a while. I've known Michael longer than I've known Misha. And Michael and I actually have had a relationship at the same time in porn, and he was friends with my ex.
Yeah.
And today we're being super cliche, and I'm so sorry, guys, but we're going to talk about couples in porn, because you guys are actually a couple that's doing really well.
I think so.
Man, we're doing awesome.
You guys are doing fucking fantastic. Now, tell me, did you guys have any qualms about dating each other, both being performers? Because you had a rough relationship before.
Man, the idea of how it should work, in theory, works. It works perfectly. And we actually just kind of both put those ideas into effect, and it's working exactly like it should.
Can you tell me some of those ideas? Do you guys have secrets?
Well, for me, this was actually my first kind of relationship like this, just being open more so than I ever have been. And I was worried about it. I was worried about it just because I knew that he had just come out of a relationship. It really didn't have anything to do with porn. But when we got together, we agreed that, like, it should work out, like he said, because we're both in porn, we should trust each other and all that. And so I guess if you were to say if we have secrets, it would just be actually not being jealous. Like, you just not being jealous.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier said than done, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
The secret for me is the secret to any relationship you'll ever have in your entire life with anybody ever. Trust and communication. If you trust somebody and you can communicate well with them, that's all you need.
So how do you guys handle work? Do you talk about it at home? Do you not talk about it? Is it don't ask, don't tell? Or are you completely open about it?
For a healthy relationship, you have to be able to talk about your work. I mean, any guy will come home and talk to his partner, his friend, whatever they may be. He's going to talk to him. I talk to his dog, but it's the outlet of, you know, the stress of the day. Even though this is a fun, crazy job, I mean, it's still a job and it's a lot of work and can be an extremely stressful thing.
Yeah.
So you want to go home and you want to get your problems off your shoulder, and I have somebody that listens to me, so that's great.
Work is a big part of your life, and if you can't share it with the person that you're with, it creates a lot of problems and stress on a relationship. So we tell each other everything about work, and to me, it actually makes me feel better, to be honest, because if we are consistently honest with each other, I don't worry about him and who he's working with, because I know he's going to come home and tell me about it, whether it's good or bad. And I'm happy for him if it's good, and he's happy for me if it's good, because we like the fact that each other is being pleasured at work, right, whether it's by us or not.
I like giving her orgasms. Other people should do that too. And I'm a freaky bastard. I love watching her get banged.
That is amazing. This is why you guys are probably the greatest couple in porn right now. So you guys are open with your relationship. Do you have an open relationship? Do you sometimes take girls home?
Normally, and this is more on my end because I know he is used to being in more open relationships than I am, but we've taken people home before. Usually it's if we're fucked up, but just because it makes me more open. It's not that I would be opposed
to it.
Jess
gets horny when she's drunk.
It's not that I would be opposed to it if I wasn't fucked up, but I'm a very naturally, like, faithful person in my relationship. So, like, work is work, and when I come home, like, he's the person that I want to see and fuck. But occasionally, if we're partying, we'll bring people back. And we have, and it was great.
Right.
Yeah, you guys actually have a lot of really cool hobbies, and that, I think, is key to any relationship. Not only having a strong relationship foundation and being okay with your jobs and porn, but you guys really keep yourselves entertained. Tell me about some of your hobbies that you guys do together.
Man, we basically do everything together. I've always wanted a relationship where I can go on all the adventures that I've always wanted to do, and I can have a partner that comes with me.
Yeah, we're definitely friends first, and that allows us to have a lot of the same hobbies, which is fun because then we can hang out together go to more often.
Raves, music festivals, art festivals, Burning Man, the beach, snowboarding. We just got back from
snowboarding. That's actually what I was just about to say. You guys are the one couple that survived Burning Man that we were around this year. And if you guys know anything about Burning Man, it's extreme. And it puts stress on people and definitely stress on relationships. And you guys coasted through that like it was fucking nothing.
Literally everybody that we talked to that has been to Burning Man said... Oh, you're going and it's a new relationship? I don't think that's a good idea. It's going to be really hard on you guys. And when we were there, we're like,
is this supposed to be hard yet? Is this
easy.
Hard yet? I don't think it's hard yet.
Jess had one minor meltdown because she was just super tired and needed to eat, which anybody would do when you're starving in the desert for a week and dehydrated.
I feel like the number one thing to remember, like, even in regular life and relationships, but especially at Burning Man, is if you feel upset, like the very first thing you should do is look to yourself and see if it's something that you caused or something that you can take care of on your own. Because that's how I solved a lot of the arguments that could have happened at Burning Man. Because I noticed myself getting upset not frequently, but every now and then, and not having a good reason. And it was so frustrating. So I knew that it was something that was with me. So I didn't get mad at him for it.
And this is why I love you, Misha, because you're very, very,
dude,
very brilliant.
Best girlfriend ever.
I know. And she's this cute little tomboy, like snow bunny looking thing. You guys, you need to see more of her. So,
yes, see more of me.
See more of these two. Can you please tell me where to find you guys? Because everyone's going to be interested after this podcast.
Well, I have a Twitter and a Tumblr. They're both under the same name, which is Misha Brooks Triple X, and that's spelled MISCHABROOKS Triple X.
You can find me at It's Michael Vegas on Twitter or search Michael Vegas on Facebook. You'll find me. I'm probably wearing like a animal hat, or I think I'm dressed like a steampunk doing a heel click.
It's actually at Burning Man, his picture.
Yeah, it's at Burning Man. You can find me on there, or you can find me on Tumblr under Michael Vegas or The Soul Thief. If you Google The Soul Thief, you'll find my photography.
Yes, Michael Vegas does awesome photography.
I had a website, but somebody decided to Shanghai that and put up some gay porn.
Speaking of bad relationships, hearty har har.
Right?
Oh, God, you got to love
those
soulless gingers.
No hard feelings. No hard feelings.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Speak for your fucking self. Anyways, again, this has been Ashaholics, and my two guests here, Misha Brooks and Michael Vegas. Please go find them. I am Ash Hollywood, and if you're listening to this podcast, I hope that you're already on my website, ashgirl.com, in the Julieland universe. It's like Disneyland in the 50s, and we love to be here. And if you want to find me on Twitter, it's at Ash Hollywood. And I have Dick over here looking ominous.
Well, I just had one quick question. What is I've been around plenty of couples as an adult, and my question is ultimately is like, I understand the dynamics of it all, but you say try not to be jealous, which I know is not possible. We're human beings. Is there ever a point that you kind of just go, but you do look at yourself and you have to ask yourself, why am I jealous?
Yes, exactly. There has been a few times where I've gotten jealous, and I've noticed that most of the time when I get jealous, it is because I haven't got to fuck him that day and someone else has first. So that's kind of like, that sucks. Or if sometimes there's certain girls that have something to offer that I physically can't offer. Like they might have a different kind of body type, or they might have a different kind of like face or whatever, or personality, or it might be older than me. So in that way, I can't really like live up to those certain things. But then I realize like I'm a cool person too. So I don't
need
to be jealous.
Misha, you don't have to live up to those things because your ass does it for you. She has the best ass fucking ever.
True story, bro.
So I've been told.
High five.
Yeah, so I just look at my ass in the mirror and then I'm not jealous anymore.
The other thing is too, is if she starts to get jealous, unlike every other girl I've ever met, she'll tell me, and she'll tell me exactly what's wrong and tell me exactly why it's upsetting her. And because we're both people pleasers, we want to make the other person happy all the time. So I'm more than happy to try to fix anything I may have done knowingly or unknowingly.
Two codependents make a crazy little relationship. Everybody's trying to help everybody else.
I keep
else,
telling
right?
you to marry me, Dick, and you won't do it. I'm so mad at you.
I can't afford you. You know that.
I'm gonna marry the porn's greatest ass over here. Okay. So.
Just my ass. Yeah.
Just your ass.
I want those pretty blue eyes, too.
And then another dumb quick question. In How did you guys meet?
I was just thinking of that before you said that.
That's what I wanted to ask that first when you started, but I was like, how did you meet?
We met on set.
Yeah?
He did. Go ahead.
Go.
Tell the story.
You go first because I didn't meet her on set.
Oh. Wait, who?
No.
How did we meet?
How did you,
and
you
I meet?
Two
oh,
meet?
Us two.
Which was a cliche question
we
I should have asked.
I thought we were...
Okay, now then.
Okay. Well, I met... Yeah, Mike and I met on set for a scene, and it was one of the best scenes I ever had, so I told myself I couldn't let him go.
Love it.
So that was the first time you met him, was you fucked?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you do for a second date?
We went out to eat. Right? We really did. Same
it's
night.
Okay. She fucked me and then took me out to eat. We're really backwards in porn.
So
yeah, we had
see,
sushi.
There's
it was
a method
great.
To this method. Backwards in porn because you fuck them and then find out if they're worth taking out to
yeah,
eat.
Yeah, exactly. Why? I don't know why it hasn't been that way forever.
Sex first.
Who came
we drive them like a rental
system.
And then we return them.
But if you don't mind, I would love to say hi, I'm at Ash.
No, it was really great. We did a scene together. She fucked me real well and then she took me out to sushi, which was very fitting.
Well,
seeing
that was,
we just licked
that was our
boxes.
First date, but we actually met at a bar.
Yeah, that's very true.
She was drunk and told me that she wanted to fuck me, and it was
me drunk. Never.
She was actually
beautiful.
Talking to the girl behind you, but you
well, good thing I was in a booth and I was against the wall, so she was like.
And how long
to
you
me.
Guys been together?
January, so almost
late
a year
January.
Now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't feel like that long.
That's awesome.
We're too busy with our. Toys.
Oh yeah, that was another thing I was going to ask you guys if we're going to do this episode in a two-parter, which is cool. We can talk a little bit about your hobbies. Now, both of you, I've learned, have a really special skill set. And Vegas, I'm especially jealous of you because you're just ridiculously talented in this skill set. These two spin poi and staff, and they spin fire, essentially. And so they do these really, really cool looking things. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay. When you were a kid and your parents told you to not play with fire, that's because that shit is super fun. Like,
yeah.
Don't set stuff on fire. It's dangerous as fuck. And that's why they tell you not to do it. But goddamn, it's fun.
It's all fun and games until somebody loses an
it's
eye.
It's all fun and games until you burn yourself in the face.
Exactly.
I'm on fire.
Right? But I started spinning poi and it's basically changed my life, man. It's the way of flow, which is just learning to adapt to any situation at any time.
For those of you that don't know what poi is, it's essentially a ball on a string and you're spinning them around in circles around you. Vegas might be able to describe this a little bit more because the fire poi are actually different. They're on chains instead.
Yes, chains with basically Kevlar wads of
wick.
Material at the end. They're wicks. You dip them in something called white gas, which is like Coleman camp fuel. It just burns clean and burns not so hot that it wrecks your tools. And you spin them around using something called transition theory and sacred geometry, which is the basis of it. So look up sacred geometry. It'll make you smarter.
But you can also use like lights at the ends that are called flow lights. I've been asked several times if they're dildos, and they're not dildos, but I actually had a friend make poi out of dildos, and it works very well.
That's amazing.
It's just a big light glow stick that changes colors, but to me, it's one of the fire poi, like spinning on fire, is one of the most primitive things that like you can do in this day and age, and it feels so right, because it's like you're going back to your basics, like man and fire, and it's super cool to feel like in control of it. You know,
my favorite thing about spinning poi and what you learn from doing it is the first thing you'll learn is that you have almost no control of your non-dominant side. You feel retarded.
Swear to God, first thing you learn is fire hot.
Yeah,
hot,
no, fire. I learned fire that down hot. The road. I probably should have learned that first.
That was
you know what? Maybe
no,
that's why
funny.
I kept doing it because I didn't learn that first.
What's funny is he was a firefighter, so.
See?
Fire hot.
Right? Exactly. But you start to learn how to differentiate thinking of your left and right side simultaneously and making it's like patting
it's hand head
coordination. Rubbing your stomach.
It's like
at
what
the
a
same
drummer
time
can
all
do.
The time. Exactly.
A drummer.
A drummer.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they can
exactly.
separate.
Yeah, I love those drummers and their rhythm.
hey.
Oh, that was another podcast. That was with Samantha Bentley.
Awesome.
Literally.
Literally.
fucking farts. Okay.
Foot fucking. Oh, you become very self-aware, which will help you in every aspect of your life.
No.
When you say also, what I'm getting here is like it helps you learn to focus.
It helps you learn to focus. It helps you learn to
think of other things.
It helps you learn to break things down. Yeah. This is one of like two activities that actually makes me use 100% of my concentration.
Yeah. A lot of people use it for meditation because your body is totally busy, and by the time you get good at it or good enough at it, you do it without even thinking. It's just like muscle memory, so your brain is free to like be 100% in use.
Is there any place, if people are curious, that we can see you guys doing this besides Burning Man?
He has some videos on YouTube
channel. I got one of those.
I don't think I'm on there, Michael but he's
Vegas.
On there.
It's Michael Vegas YouTube channel. All of the above.
Awesome.
Find him there as well.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming again. Real quick, your Twitters are
Misha Brooks XXX, which is MISCHABROOKS XXX.
And at It's Michael Vegas, spell out It's Michael Vegas. That is all.
Awesome. Thank you guys again. And everybody else, we'll just fuck off till the next episode.
Yeah, fuck off.
Boom shot.